sometimes we invite some people to come for our programs and then they say they are busy and that work is worship. So how do we respond to this? If work is worship, then the donkey is the greatest worshipper. Actually, you know, I read, there are many popular quotes which are attributed to the Gita which are nowhere in the Gita. So work is worship is among them, one of them. Many people say this comes from the Bhagavad Gita. Now, I love reciting the Bhagavad Gita. I must have recited the Gita thousands of times till now. Full Gita from beginning to end. But I never found any verse which states this. The closest that comes is in 18.46.47 where Krishna says, Sva karmana tam abhyarcha. It's not work is worship. By your work, worship him. It's a very different thing. Sva karmana, by your work, worship him. Tam abhyarcha. Worship that absolute truth. Now, I'm not here saying that the principle that work is worship is entirely wrong. No, yes, the slogan work is worship was used or is used also to imbue all work with a sense of dignity. And that all work we should do carefully. We should not consider some work as low and some work as high. So yes, if it is seen in that spirit that we should not look down on any labor, but we should give dignity to all forms of work, that is good. But if it is made as a devotional principle, and if it is made as a devotional principle that is used to replace worship of God, then that is wrong. And further, if it is treated as a teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, that is definitely wrong. This is not the teaching of the Gita. So I am not denying the utility of the principle in a particular context. But it is not a spiritual teaching, certainly not a teaching of the Gita. So what the Gita teaches us is that by our work, we should worship the Lord. What this means is that we human beings have many dimensions to our life. We have our families, we have our jobs, we have our own health concerns. And the principle of bhakti which Bhagavad Gita teaches is that bhakti is not just a part of our life. Yes, there are some activities which we do where we exclusively focus on bhakti, where we come and chant the holy names, we study scripture, we associate with devotees, focusing directly on bhakti. But through these direct devotional activities, we are meant to take the spirit of bhakti and infuse it in all other activities, including our work. So by your work, worship him. That does not mean I take my laptop and start doing aarti for Krishna with the laptop. I think that is by my work, I worship him. No, it means that we do our work in a mood of worship. And this mood cannot be cultivated. It will not be authentic unless we are actually spending quality time connecting with Krishna. Like some people, we tell them, please chant the holy names. They say, yes. Oh, you know, God's name is going on 24 hours in my heart. Well, if something is going on 24 hours in the heart, why can't it come out 1 minute on the tongue? So, in no other field will we accept this argument. You know, if a husband says, no, I love you, but I will never express it through any action, but it's in my heart. In no relationship will be considered authentic if everything is kept only in the heart. Now, if something is in the heart and it never comes out, then it's a safe conclusion to say that the thing is not there in the heart. Sometime or the other, it has to come out. So as I said, there is bhakti is meant to permeate our whole life. But bhakti can permeate our whole life only when bhakti has permeated our heart first. And bhakti will permeate our heart only when we devote quality time for practicing bhakti exclusively. That means we exclusively chant the holy names, we exclusively come to the temple, worship the deities, we hear the philosophy, and then there will be a mood of bhakti in our heart and that will come in our work. So, rather than work is worship, if you want to talk about the Bhagavad Gita's teaching, you can say work as worship. It's do your work in a mood of worship. Work is not automatically worship. work has to be made into worship by bringing a devotional consciousness into that work. And that devotional consciousness also has to be cultivated by practicing devotional service in a focused way. So, otherwise, now we may be doing our work very dutifully, but that does not make us spiritual. Yes, doing our work is good. It's our responsibility. We have a career. We would like to grow our career. All that is good. But that does not make us spiritual. What makes us spiritual is our efforts to rise to spiritual consciousness. What makes us devoted to God is the devotional connection that we have with Him in our heart. And so, as people, if people say that they're busy, yes, everybody is busy in life. But then, nobody works 24 hours a day. Everybody takes some breaks. Those people who say, I'm too busy to come to a temple. No, if you go to their homes at the time when a temple program is going on, probably they'll be watching television. So, you know, they have time to watch TV. Nobody works all the time. So, one important thing to recognize is, it's a false dichotomy to say that my worship time will take away my work time. Because we don't work 24 hours a day. Our worship time will not take away our work time. It will take away our worry time. Now, why? What do you mean by worry time? Now, do we have a time? Every evening, 7 to 8, I'm going to worry. No. Worry, it saps our energy. Like a nagging, if you have a nagging headache, you feel like a nagging noise in the head, spinning in the head. So like that, worry saps our energy constantly. And if we focus on trying to cultivate bhakti towards Krishna, then that connection with Krishna will bring a sense of security, a sense of shelter. And that will decrease our worry substantially. So a couple of days ago, I gave a seminar on the anxiety epidemic. And there, researchers have shown that in general, although people in the developing countries have more reasons to be worried about, but they don't have, many of them don't have food, clothing, shelter, they're much more insecurity. So people in the developing countries have more reasons to be worried about, but people in the developed countries are more worried. Anxiety and anxiety disorders are found much more in the developed countries than the developing countries. Why? Because in general, the developed countries tend to be more and more materialistic. And because they're more and more materialistic, the material world is always shaking. So there is so much uncertainty because of that. And that causes worry. But to the extent we connect with Krishna, to that extent our mind will become calmer. And we'll be able to get more done. So just like if a boat is on an ocean, the boat will just keep moving up and down because of the waves. But if the boat is anchored, something heavy, unshakable, the boat's movement will be much lesser. Similarly, the time when we worship Krishna, that is the time when we anchor our consciousness to the supreme unchanging reality. And that will bring a substantial amount of calmness in our life. And with that calmness, we will be able to do even our work better. There's one problem with this argument that I have no time. Now, we evaluate the availability or non-availability of time only in terms of activities. Okay, this time I have to do this, this time I have to do this, this time I have to do this. We evaluate the availability or non-availability of time in terms of activities. But actually, the consumption of time is not only in terms of activities. It is in terms of thoughts. A student may say, okay, I am studying. But a student may be 1 hour in front of the textbook. But if the mind is caught with something, you know, there's a cricket match going on. What's the score? What is going to happen? That 1 hour, that is wasted by that thought. So quite often, you know, if we just evaluate our time according to activities, we misunderstand how much time we are spending where. Because thoughts consume our time. And the kind of culture we live in, our thoughts often tend to go wild here and there. But when we practice bhakti, when we connect with Krishna, when we practice mantra meditation, our thoughts become calmer. And the waste thoughts that are invisible time consumers in our schedule. A, if I get disturbed, if I get too angry about something, then I may be at my job, but I don't get the job done. And then I have to work overtime to get the job done. But if I could calm myself down, then I could have got that job done in the same time instead of having to work overtime. So what bhakti will do is, bhakti will give us the mental calmness and clarity by which we will not waste, will not entertain waste thoughts. We'll be able to drive away waste thoughts and we'll be able to do whatever we do in a focused way. So work is not worship, but we can work as a worship by giving quality time for exclusive worship. And that worship time will not go away from our work time, because it will take our worry time, not our work time. Thank you.